hello, I'm still sick. But hey, I, fuck, there's no normal episode of Stuff Keeps Happening today, but instead I'm going to talk about what to expect from the coming year, both from like me and what I'm doing, but also what to expect insofar as I'm going to make some random predictions about what's going to happen in 2025. So that's going to be at the end. First is logistics. So first things first, we're heading into a lot of uncertainty with an incoming Trump presidency. And for those who were cognizant of reality during the first one, you're aware that it's going to be madness every single day. I want to talk a little bit about my strategy in the coming years for how I'm going to cover that. It's very rare that I actually talk about Trump directly and like what he says, because very rarely does it actually matter. We know that he's awful, and we know that like at any juncture he's going to do the most self-serving and dumbest option, always. I learned pretty quickly into his first term that like it's not helpful to just sit there and get mad at everything that he says ever. It's worth getting mad at. Like it's valid. It makes sense that you'd be mad at it. Getting mad at it doesn't do anything. I mean, in the moment, right? Like sitting and looking at your phone and seeing a headline and just seething doesn't do anything but raise your blood pressure. And I don't want to do that to you. And I certainly don't want to do that to me. I don't want my life to just be regurgitating every single thing this madman says all the time. So that's not what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to assume that he's going to do the dumbest possible thing. And I'm going to talk about major impactful policy changes that matter, but I'm not going to talk about his moment-to-moment things that he tweeted. And I would actually appreciate, for anyone listening, don't recommend that I do. Over the past several years, people have like sent me tweets and clips and whatnot from Fox News or whatever of various politicians just saying egregious things. And they're like, you have to talk about this. And it's like, no, I really don't. Because they are literally only saying those things to get a response, to get people like me to talk about it so that their message gets further out. I'm not going to do that. I don't think that's not interesting to me. I don't think it matters, truly. I don't think it matters what a known idiot said on Twitter, right? Known idiot said known idiot thing. This is not new. So to that end, I'm hoping to strike a balance between like keeping you informed, but also talking about things that are worth talking about outside of the realm of everything is terrible, especially around entertainment, gaming, technology, stuff like that. I want to talk more about the things that I originally started doing this for, which is talking about the stuff that I have personal expertise in, like tech and losing at video games. So expect a healthy mix of topics. I'm looking forward to a slightly broader range of topics as well. Streaming. I haven't been streaming for a while. I took a break from everything starting back in October, and I wanted to get back to all of it. And then I got sick and now we're here. So I was intending to start streaming at the beginning of this year, and that hasn't worked yet. I'm hoping, again, that next week I'll be back to a streaming schedule, like a normal routine streaming schedule. My schedule that I'm planning for right now is going to be Tuesday and Thursday mornings, like 10 a.m.-ish, like brunch time. I want to be there to make Tuesday and Thursday mornings a little less garbo for folks, so you can grab yourself a coffee, throw on my stream, and pretend that you're working. Beyond that, I will also be streaming whenever I find just time and energy. I'm hoping to make it a lot easier to just go live randomly. So subscribe to my Twitch. You'll get a notification when I go live. You can also join my Discord, and you can opt into being pinged when I go live. All right. Next up, let's talk about the TikTok ban. At time of writing, we don't know what's going to happen still. I'm checking the news and we're still waiting. That may have changed by the time that you're hearing this today. I have no idea when it's going to happen. Obviously, this sucks for me, having started on TikTok and having my largest following on TikTok by far. Like, I've got nearly 500,000 folks following me on TikTok, which is wild. And it's pretty wild that can just get erased. But I have been spending quite a long time diversifying and posting stuff to other platforms, so thank you for following me elsewhere. Here's my plan for if the ban goes through or doesn't go through. And right now I'm operating as if it's a 100% certainty that it will go through. But contingency. If the ban does go through, I'm going to shift my focus strongly to longer form content. I'm going to be focusing on longer form YouTube videos, longer form podcasts, and streams. I will probably still record and post random short form stuff as I feel like it, but it won't be a format that I'm going to try to stick with. I just don't think that's where my energy is best spent if TikTok is gone. What I've learned throughout all of this is the short form format is amazing for discovery, and it's really great for shit posting, but it's not great for discussions and conversation and serial information. It's just not. And moreover, there's a very different relationship between audience and creator in short form, where it's a lot less about the creator and much more about the vibe. And the algorithm reinforces that. So a lot of folks have no idea what my username is. They just don't. They just know me as Crowbar Guy. In fact, in person, most people call me Crowbar Guy when they see me, like at a con or something. I don't know why they call me that. I have no idea. But it's not a problem. It's just a reminder that, like, okay, that is how you know me. That is who I am to you. Because, like, the way these apps work, they devalue the notion of who you're seeing, and instead it's what you're seeing. And here's a secret. I'm a person, so I'm a who. If the ban does not go through, I'm going to keep posting as normal, but I'm still going to be switching my focus to things that I don't feel might disappear randomly. Like, this is my livelihood. I can't risk it. I have to make the choices of what's going to be the most stable route here. If you want to help increase stability for me, the best possible way to support me right now is to subscribe to my Patreon. The subscriptions start at like $3 a month. So if you're able to afford even just that, anything helps. Patreon gives me consistent and direct monthly funding from viewers, and I'm not beholden to advertisers or whatever, and it really helps have peace of mind to know that there are just folks directly supporting my work. So if you're able to do that, patreon.com/endeavorance, thank you so much. Link in the description. Okay, thank you for getting through all of that. Now for the part that you are here for, which is my 2025 predictions. Here are, in no particular order, 5 predictions for 2025 that are definitely going to happen. And if they don't, then it was wrong. 2025 didn't actually happen. I was right, still. At the end of the year, we'll come back and see if I got any of these right. But here we go. Prediction number 1, Trump dies. Could be Q3, could possibly be Q2. But we're going to be told that he's going in for a routine procedure at a hospital. And then we're later going to find out that he was already dead by the time they told us that. Prediction number 2, GTA 6 is delayed till 2026 or 2027. We've been told that GTA 6 is for sure coming out in 2025. This is an easy one. I don't think that's happening. I'd be fine being wrong. Here's a secret. I'm gonna out myself. I don't really play GTA. I love Red Dead. GTA, I have no problem with. I've played plenty of GTA. I've done the stuff where you put in the cheats and get tons and tons and tons of guns and then just piss off all the police and just go on a rampage. Always fun, but it's just like not my ideal sandbox. So I don't have much skin in the game regarding GTA 6, but delayed. Next up, I've got white men finally start rejecting the manosphere. Now, hold on. Not for the reasons that you would hope. So it's not because all white young dudes suddenly grew a conscience and stepped away from toxic masculinity influencers. But I think there's going to be a split. As we go into this new climate, there's going to be an emphasis on the things that these guys thought they wanted, right? It's going to be a dog finally caught the garbage truck situation, and now they don't know what to do with it. And I think there's going to be a decent contingent that realize, wait a minute, oh, the blue-haired barista girl was right, actually. I'm going to go save face. And they might actually change for the better. But I think there's going to be a healthy contingent, possibly the majority, who splits with the influencers over economic policy. So it's not because they disagree socially. They still have the same abhorrent social values, but they're going to be mad because the influencers, who are grifters, are wanting that bag. And the viewers, who are angry because they're poor and alone. And if they're poor and alone, and the people that are conning them start to come out with things like, actually, H-1B visas are good because we need to maintain having cheap labor so I can keep getting more money. I think you're going to piss off the guys that were like, but you told me that I'm going to get money now because I'm special. Why are you now saying that brown people are going to get money when I am perfectly white? Prediction 4, a rejection of tech takes over. I'm thinking mostly younger millennials, most of Gen Z and older Gen Alpha are going to get ultimately fed up with just AI in everything that it doesn't need to be in. And I think that TikTok is going to get banned or irreparably destroyed in some way. And the combination of just apps being fucked with by older oligarchs that people just do not want in their lives anymore, and AI being crammed into everything, and just the general vibe of tech getting worse and worse over time, we're going to see an escalation of what we're already seeing around people getting dumb devices, you know, dumb phones or even like film cameras or just plain digital cameras that don't have internet access. I think we're going to see a movement towards that. We're going to see a rise in like companies that try to make stylish dumb stuff. There's a few of those already, but that's going to spike, like huge spike from all of like the Chinese knockoff manufacturers. And then in response to that, Meta is going to eventually come out with some plan that they're going to wrap up as a charity. They're going to claim like, this is just us doing philanthropy. And it's going to be them paying to get devices into the hands of children in schools so that they can start to have that contingent of users back. They want the teens back. But no, we're just making sure they're equipped for the real world with our devices. Cough, cough, Chromebooks. And my last prediction for 2025 is that it's going to be a big year for barn owls. I will not explain further beyond their aura is exactly on point for 2025. So thank you so much. I'm really hoping that I'm going to be in a good enough place to actually like have the wherewithal to put together my newsletter for next week. So hope to talk to you then for realsies. But thanks for listening. Take care. Be well. I will see you soon.